Hello, I'm Veronica Scaresbrick. Thanks for joining me. I'm just back from Austria, where I went to report on Pope Benedict XVI's 7th pastoral journey abroad, his only European visit this year, a pastoral pilgrimage which took him on Saturday to the Marian Shrine at Marienzell, 90 miles south of Vienna, which also happens to be the most popular Marian Shrine in the whole of Central Europe. And, as you heard a moment ago, it's precisely this pilgrimage that I wish to focus on today, beginning with a curious incident which took place during the very last event on the Pope's agenda on Sunday evening. It happened during a meeting Pope Benedict had with representatives from Austrian volunteer groups, Christians and non-Christians alike, in Vienna's Concert House. An incident related to Austria's president, Heinz Fischer, who was there to welcome the Pope. What happened was that when he mentioned the current Archbishop of Vienna, who, as we know, is Cardinal Christoph Schönborn, he made a mistake and said instead His Eminence Cardinal König. Let's listen.
Dafür darf ich mich im Einvernehmen mit seiner Eminenz Kardinal Dr. König sehr herzlich bedanken. Bitte um Entschuldigung.
As you heard, the mistake was made, but he received a standing ovation for this slip of tongue, simply because to Austrians, Cardinal Franz König, who died in 2004, is a legendary figure, who pioneered, among other things, the East-West dialogue at the time an iron curtain was still drawn right across Europe. While in Vienna, I met up with someone who worked closely with him for 25 years. She's tablet correspondent there, Christa Pongratz-Lippitt. I did so, as one does in Vienna, in a coffee house, in case you're wondering about the background sound. He was pioneer of East-West dialogue, would you say that?
Yes, quite definitely. He had a very bad car accident in 1960 in what was Yugoslavia, and when he woke up in his hospital bed, he said he thought God must have meant something. I mean, he should be reading something into the significance of this accident. And he said, I suddenly thought that it was my duty as Archbishop of Vienna, as we were the closest archdiocese to the Iron Curtain, to be a bridgehead, a real bridgehead, and to make Vienna a bridgehead to the persecuted Catholics behind the Iron Curtain. And that's how it started. After the Second Vatican Council, or even in the middle of it, he very soon, Pope John the 23rd, asked him to go and visit Cardinal Mincenti, who was at that time under house arrest in the, couldn't leave the U.S. Embassy. He'd been in prison for a long time, and then he was let out, but he couldn't leave the U.S. Embassy. And Cardinal König said, very surprised, to Pope John, well, I mean, how do I get to Budapest? There's the Iron Curtain. And Pope John smilingly said, oh, that'll be it. Just go to the station, get yourself a ticket. And König said later it wasn't quite as easy. He needed all sorts of help from the Vatican and the Austrian Foreign Office, but he managed to drive there, and he interviewed Cardinal Mincenti, and he went on visiting him for 11 years and eventually got him out under Paul VI. After Budapest, he was one of the first, I think in 1964, cardinals to visit Romania, and was able to get the then head of the Catholic Church there freed from house arrest because he spoke to the authorities and they listened to him, and he was freed and was able to go and carry on with his pastoral work. And König from then on visited all the countries behind the Iron Curtain as often as he could and helped them, both with finances from Austria, but also, as he always said, pastorally, with comforting them because they thought that the West had given them up. And he found that even the few people that were still openly going to church in these countries had great, they found it a great solace that someone would bother a cardinal to come over and talk to them. And that was his big mission in life. He founded Pro Oriente in the 60s, which is still a foundation to support him in this work and to take up work with first the Iron Curtain countries. Now it still exists and does a lot with Islam and so on. So he was always the cardinal who traveled to Eastern Europe and was very much in favor of reuniting Europe after the fall of the Iron Curtain. He also knew that the countries behind the Iron Curtain knew little or not enough about the Council, and so he saw to it that they got enough money to translate, or he went over himself to teach about the Council declarations and so on, so that it became more well known, especially to the parish priests there in the Czech Republic and in Eastern Germany and so on.
Has the Catholic Church in Austria picked up this legacy at all today in post-communist Eastern Europe?
Things have changed greatly. I think the policy immediately after the Iron Curtain, Cardinal Koenig always said the danger was that the Western Church moved in and felt rather superior and rather talked down at them, which they didn't like at all. It was also, of course, the church behind the Iron Curtain didn't know very much about the Council and were rather horrified about some of the developments, because they could still remember the pre-conciliar church, and it came on them rather suddenly. So they grew a little anti-West, and the West took this badly and grew a little anti-East because it was disappointed. I mean, you know, for years nobody expected the Iron Curtain to fall, and for years everybody said when it does fall, it'll be a terrific triumph for the Church. I mean, you know, religion will come back. And Cardinal Koenig always spent his time saying that was an over-expectation. Things don't work like that. Down on the actual working plane, it's a lot of hard work, and we must listen to them and to their problems and stop going in there and preaching at them and saying this is what you've got to do. Whether this has got better, I think it has. Cardinal Vuk of Prague, I think the Cardinal did a lot, Cardinal Koenig, to speak to Cardinal Erdő in Budapest, Cardinal Vuk. He had many friends among the Orthodox, was highly respected by the patriarchs, even the Russian patriarch, went to Moscow and so on. He was seen as a real mediator with the churches of the East, not only the Uniates and the Latin Rite, but also the Orthodox. So I think that there are still a lot of churchmen who highly respect him. I think Cardinal Schönborn is carrying it on to a certain extent. He's very good. He's been to Romania and Bulgaria and Russia and so on. But I think that altogether, ecumenism at the moment, which involves Eastern Europe, is at a low ebb. I mean, it seems to be rather flat.
That was Tablet correspondent in Austria, Christa Pongratz-Lippitt, sharing with us her memories of the legendary Austrian Cardinal Franz Koenig. Well, thanks for listening. I'm Veronica Scaresbrick.